We're Alive is brought to you by
HostGator is your one-stop website shop. HostGator makes it simple to get your professional website online quick with plans starting at just $3.47 a month. Let's face it, getting a good .com web address is hard to do. A .net domain powered by VeriSign, on the other hand, still has a ton of awesome names available. After you have your .net domain, it's time to build your website. There's no need to deal with complicated code. HostGator makes it easy with its own custom drag-and-drop builder or WordPress options. Get your site up and running with just a few clicks. So head over to HostGator.com, buy some hosting, get some .nets, and use coupon code ALIVE30 to not only get an extra 30% off, but to help support the show. Once again, that coupon code is ALIVE30.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 40. Monsters. Part 2 of 3.
Come in. You have a sec?
Sure.
Mrs. Magoo gave us milk. She's producing. And oh my gosh, Mr. Mooerns, her calf is so cute.
Mr. Mooerns?
I know.
Well, great. That's wonderful. It's a great piece of good news for all that you went through to get those cows. I'm just glad it worked out. Looks like we won't be having steak after all.
And I'm sure Lady Grey will be able to as well after she has her calf. I just thought you might want to try it.
Actually, I can't. I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh.
But it looks wonderful. You should be proud.
Thanks. Are you okay?
I'm just a little tired.
Is there anything I can do?
No. You've done more than enough. I don't know how you did it, but, well, look at the yields from your farm so far. I didn't even think that much was possible.
I know, it's really exciting. Everybody was complaining about all those pots everywhere, but look at them now. They're all full of fruits and vegetables. It's awesome.
It is. I mean, really is. I really don't know what we'd do without you. Now, why don't you go share some of that with everyone else? I can't imagine how long it's been since anyone has had fresh milk.
Are you sure I can't help?
I wish you could.
Well, what is it? Maybe I can.
You know, this isn't your responsibility.
Is it the gas thing?
You've done so well growing all of this, and there's so much more on the way. I'm just struggling to keep it from spoiling.
But we're conserving power a lot more now, and I'm sure we can get more fuel if we...
It's not just that one thing.
It can't be that bad. We can work together and figure it out. I'm sure of it. And the gas. There's still a lot of cars out there. Can't you just get it from those?
No. You know, most of all the generators large enough to run fridges require diesel, and it's just getting harder and harder to find that stuff close to here. We've exhausted pretty much everything within several miles.
Oh.
And we're limited in going any further because we don't have more gun trucks. Whatever we're bringing back is less than what we're using in a day, not to mention that some of the fuel out there is starting to go bad.
I didn't know fuel could go bad.
Yep. Yeah, it can. And as if that wasn't enough, our gun trucks don't have much more big ammo left, which, by the way, is near impossible to make more of. I mean, soon enough, we might just be defenseless against any of those tougher kinds running around out there.
Oh.
So, that means we'll run out of power. Power not only keeps our food from spoiling, but we need it to pull drinkable fresh water out of the ground well, and without fresh water, we'll have no one to get the fuel.
I see.
I mean, we might be able to deal with no fuel or no food storage, but we just can't do without water. And you know, I mean, I want to be optimistic, but this is what we're dealing with right now. I mean, I'm not giving up, but cards are definitely stacked against us.
But Glenn and Daltu were working on a new kind of water pump, right? I saw them working on the mill thing last week.
Yeah, and they've been working on that forever. And every time they work on it, they need a gun truck, so we lose even more time and more fuel, and then... Who knows? I mean, when they finally get it to work, it might just be too late. I mean, look here. I did the math. We have less than a week before the last of our diesel's gone. We have enough unleaded to run some of our smaller generators that aren't diesel, maybe a few fridges, and we have enough water stored in the tanks for a week after that, but without a long-term plan for water. We might as well try and find another place to live.
No.
It's not even an option, actually. I mean, that's the worst part. We don't have enough supplies to handle a big move for everyone. In short, we're fucked.
Oh.
I mean, I've run every scenario. And with Michael fighting me every bit of the way, it won't matter if he finds what he's looking for. If they come back to corpses, I mean... Look, I want him to find out where they're hiding as much as anyone else, but... I just don't know what to do anymore.
What if we dig out more cellars? Keep the food underground where it's colder? And, you know, I can change what we grow to more hardy stuff. We can work around this. There's plenty of candles and things to burn to cook, and maybe we can filter and boil the water and use that for the garden.
I really appreciate your ideas, Pegs, but we've tried everything to clean what's in the riverbeds or the creeks, but there are too many oils, not to mention there might be runoff water around the corpses, and it would really suck to put up all these walls just to get infected from that. I don't really like using that water for the farm either.
Yeah.
And even if we could filter it, we need at least 100 liters a day, and that's only for drinking and cooking. I mean, we have rain catchers already in place, but we live in a desert. The ground well is the only thing clean enough and consistent to keep everyone healthy. But without that big-ass generator to run the pump, we're gonna go dry. The minute people find that out, they're just gonna leave.
No.
I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe that'd be better. Fewer people here, but... such a waste. After all this... You know, I really thought that this place would be different.
And it can be.
All the time and resources, just to keep us safe. Who knew the only thing they had to do was to wait us out?
Hang off. Hurry. It's so damn heavy.
We need help. We have to make the call.
Wait, no.
Look, we have to. We can't stop that thing.
Fine. Just...
Look, I don't even know if they get here in time. Hello? Hello? Who's out there? Who's on patrol?
What are we gonna say?
Worry about that later. Oh, man, that's a strong one.
That's not him.
What is that?
What was that? Hello? The radio cut out. Can you repeat it?
Gas!
Oh, here, hurry!
I got mine on.
Clear. Ow! Ooh, straps caught on my hair.
Oh, man. Oh, you're all tangled now. I just leave it. We'll fix it later.
Oh.
The haze is coming back.
Well, that'll force the thing away, right?
Ah, apparently not. Out the back. This way.
I'm trying. I'm so heavy.
Through the fence. Truck's this way.
What about getting samples?
We can't. Just come on.
We can come back, right?
Whatever, come on!
Oh, I'm stuck!
What?
The harness, I'm stuck!
Oh, no!
Oh, I can't move!
Oh. Stop struggling! Take it off. You can use my arm. Just unhook these. There!
Oh, it's still stuck to my hair.
I got my knife. All right, get ready to hold your breath, okay?
Cut it!
Here! Shit!
We fell forward, free of the fence. As the lone one lunged towards the opening, we just crawled through. Coming within inches of our faces with his outstretched hands, the only thing holding it back was the air tank's harness, which wrapped around his arm.
Fuck!
Shoot the gun! Shoot the thing!
The air tank went off like a rocket, ripping free of the fence, taking the lone one with it. Flipping back and crashing multiple times into the concrete, skipping, smashing, and grinding the little one face first along the street, eventually crashing into a brick wall.
Oh, holy shit! Oh, all right, sorry!
I brought a sample.
Look, we don't have time, and you can't! You want her, you get back here!
I have to.
You can breathe!
Uh-huh. I'm getting the sample.
There's a pack over here!
The haze was coming back, spewing out thicker around the crack. Tanya reached over and pumped several samples directly from inside the hole. Even this close, it didn't seem to affect her at all.
This'll be enough. We can go!
What? Oh, come on! Go!
Truck's this way!
You sure? Yeah, there!
How could it survive that?
Lucky number 7.
Give me the radio.
What? Now we don't need help no more!
What's your location?
Linwood, why?
Did you just feel that?
Feel what?
Aftershock or anything.
No? Why?
Just wanted to check. Thought I felt something. Was just curious.
And what are you doing in a car? Thought you were at the mortuary.
No, that's just the generators. Thanks.
So what does that mean? Back there. You and Saul can both breathe that shit?
I'll find out soon enough. But if those things can, and Saul and I can, that's not good.
She pulled back her sleeve to look at the scar of the bite mark and rubbed her hand over it. She then covered it again and turned to stare out the window. We didn't say a word for the entire trip back to the mortuary.
All right, it's clear. Move forward.
Kelly, stay close, right on my heels. Got it?
I am.
This hallway's clear.
All right, where do we go from here? Where's the courtroom?
Over here. Let me check the directory. Criminal exhibits,
Felony Appeals, Archives and Records Center.
Is that it? Will that have what we're looking for?
Don't think we'll find anything there. There's gotta be more than this.
Oh, we're still good here. Take your time.
Well, not too long.
Take a look at that sheriff's station there. See if you can find any key cards. Some of the doors in there might still be locked.
So they're electric?
I think some are on batteries. But look for keys, too.
Yeah, can do.
Judicial officer department number? That's not helpful.
I thought you knew all this stuff.
I worked at probate, okay? Give me a break. I'm doing what I can. They should have the courtroom listed here somewhere. It's public record.
Shouldn't we just start looking around?
This place has got like 20 floors. You just want to stumble across the right one? Yeah, good luck with that.
Here we go. Roberts, it's on the 9th floor.
Oh, well, we got a few sets here. Saw key cards, a few real ones.
Carl, come in. You and Muldoon sit tight. We gotta go a ways in.
Can do.
Stairwell's over here.
The courthouse was enormous. Like Puck said, if you didn't know where to look, you could spend days wandering the halls and corridors. Kelly was very useful. For once. Just kidding, Kelly. I hope you're having fun transcribing this. It was then that Kelly, the overworked, wonderful, gorgeous, brilliant princess, led us right to where we needed to go, with the ugly and horrible Michael close behind.
Clear.
That way. There's another screening room. That's where we need to go.
Move in there.
All quiet.
There's nothing here. Place is deserted.
You thought the same at Radon, remember?
Yeah, but I really mean it this time. Dang, a lot of surveillance in here.
Should we be searching through any of these places for guns or ammo or whatnot?
If there was, I doubt you'd be able to get to it.
Well, I'm just saying, not a bad place to check.
It may take a while once inside to find what I need, so maybe you can then.
Through this door?
Yeah.
It's locked. Give me a sec.
After a few minutes of trying, we finally found the key and went inside. The courtroom was dark and quiet. No light from outside made its way in here. We used our flashlights to scan the area. Nothing had been touched here in a long time. The rows and rows of empty chairs felt haunting. But it wasn't all pristine. Many areas were a mess, where everything had been knocked over by people leaving in a hurry.
Oh, man. Is this where they tried him?
Careful coming down the aisle.
Judge's chambers are through that door.
I'm making my way there. Just gotta sweep the area.
There's some stuff here on the table. Papers and shit.
Oh, let me look. Yeah, this must have been a previous case.
They beat Pete out of here, didn't they?
None of this stuff is what we need.
We had to deal with that at Radon. Too much info, you know? Didn't know what might be useful.
That's why I'm your filter. Oh, well, just give me a sec. Here's another stack here.
Yeah, take your time.
Muldoon, come in. You good out there?
Yep. All quiet.
You know, OJ was tried in here.
No shit.
I thought this place looked familiar.
His guilty ass set right here?
They found him not guilty.
Yeah, I stand by what I said.
Yeah, this is all nothing. Let's head into the judge's chambers.
Wait here. All right. Come on. Oh, hey, there's some stacks over here. A few folders, kind of messed up. Some stuff on the floor, too.
Damn it! Different cases are all mixed up. Hey, give me some more light here, will you? Yes. Some of these are them. William Roberts. Some court reporting here. And I think these might be some copies of evidence.
That's gonna take a while to sift through. Just take it all with us.
All right, I'll put it in my pack.
Muldoon, We got what we need. Coming down.
Copy that.
Good enough.
Go on, get moving.
What are you hoping to find in all that, anyway?
Maybe some hint of where Ink might be now?
Oh, like how we checked out that one hospital a while back? What was it? Kane Hospital? But he wasn't there anymore.
But it was familiar. Maybe whatever thoughts left rattling around in his head is leading him places he knows.
What, like where he lived and stuff?
Could be. He was still mixed up with the place he worked, wasn't he?
Puck, you all right?
Yeah, just thinking.
Uh-oh. Careful, don't hurt yourself.
No, the cameras, man, they're everywhere in here.
So?
We need to rush to get out of here? We got a few minutes? I got an idea.
Here's the other battery from the back of the truck. Last one.
I'm sure this is it.
Puck had the idea of searching the surveillance recorders inside the guard room of the courthouse. We only had two spare car batteries, and had already burned through one with the inverter. But he was pretty determined to find something.
This one's got to cover where they parked.
Come on. Damn it. Damn this thing. Oh. Come on.
Told you, it's a courthouse. The weapons are locked up tight.
Jeez.
You just want to shoot it already?
I'm not at that point yet. And I'm not sure even that would work. Just hand me that flathead.
Still working up there?
Yeah, not much longer. You know, just gotta burn through another battery.
Michael, you got a call from Peg from the Syngars. You wanna take it?
Yeah, tell her I'll talk to her later.
Will do.
Is it even worth it to get this going? What do you expect to see?
They attacked him, right? I wanna see why he ain't dead.
I doubt you'll find the right one.
Come on. Damn it!
And you? You're not getting into that cabinet.
I give up.
We'll come back with the drill. As long as we know where this is, we'll get it next time.
No, hold up, all right? I think I got it. Huh, come on, rewind. What time do you think that happened?
Off the top of my head?
Oh, here it is, 10:42.
Move. I'm going to record this with my camera.
Good idea.
I cannot believe you found this.
Shh.
Three regulars started attacking the back of the van with Roberts inside, breaking in the windows, trying to get at him. At one point, it looked as if they'd got his arm. And then moments later, he stopped fighting back.
Jesus, he didn't scream or nothing. I would have been crying my eyes out.
They stopped.
But he's still in there.
Battery's running low. This one was already dying.
Well, fast forward!
He skipped forward, maybe 30 minutes, it was hard to tell, when the back of the van was kicked open, and Ink stepped out. The others, maybe two other biters around him, froze as he turned and faced them. They did nothing but stare as he walked through, even stepping aside out of his way. Just as he reached the left side of the monitor, the battery ran dead. And everything went black.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason,
Otto Sturk,
Constance Parr,
Graham Bechtel,
Elisa Elliott,
Tammy Klein,
Shirley Jordan,
Brett Newton,
Christian Vieira,
Sean Lewin,
and
Tony Ray.
I'm Michael Swan.
Written and directed by
Casey Wayland.
Line producer
Alex Herrera.
Zinterns
Ray Husky
and Lauren Kroon.
Voice cut by
Brent McLean.
Edited by
Phil Englert
and Casey Wayland.
Music selections and intro by
Brother Dan.
Produced by Casey Wayland and
Grayson Stone.
We're Alive.
The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland.
For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.